This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Excited that we're right in the middle of the 34-hour 1776 Worldwide Summit. I've got a lot of inside intel coming up on what's happening at the Trump Summit that officially kicks off in about an hour and a half. But first, I want to go to a very important report before we come back with the latest news on the other side. Epstein document release could change everything. Here's the report.
On Saturday, hedge fund billionaire Jeffrey Epstein's New York mansion door was busted open and search warrants were issued. Meanwhile, Epstein was arrested by the FBI and the NYPD Crimes Against Children Task Force at the Teterboro Airport in New Jersey after flying in from Paris. As President Trump attended his annual golfing excursion at his Bedminster golf course just 44 miles away from where Epstein was apprehended, Epstein is now awaiting a trial on Monday on new sex trafficking charges involving allegations that date to the early 2000s, where Epstein procured anywhere from a dozen to as many as 80 underage girls to perform erotic massages on himself and allegedly his powerful jet-set friends. Epstein is now facing a maximum of 45 years in prison. The case is already drawing in political venom from both sides, as CNN reported a team of federal prosecutors from the Southern District of New York, along with some in the Public Corruption Unit, have been assigned to the case. Maureen Comey, the daughter of former FBI Director James Comey, is one of the prosecutors, according to a source with knowledge of the case, as reported by the Gateway Pundit. Of course, Maureen Comey and the Mockingbird media will use Donald Trump's association via his Labor Secretary Alexander Acosta's outrageous plea deal to stain the president as the election season ramps up. The AP reported the White House said in February that it was looking into Acosta's handling of the deal. At the heart of the revelations, the unsealing of a 2,000-page document fully detailing a global sex trafficking network that had been largely hidden from the public. As The Sun reported, records in the defamation case contained descriptions of sexual abuse by Epstein, along with new allegations of sexual abuse by numerous prominent American politicians, powerful business executives, foreign presidents, a well-known prime minister, and other world leaders. Female scouts allegedly searched for girls that were, in the words of one of the accusers, basically homeless. They searched globally and near the Epstein residences in New York City, Santa Fe, New Mexico, and Epstein's private Caribbean island. In an extensive investigative report by the Miami Herald back in November of 2018, Herald reporter Julie K. Brown blew Epstein's perversion of justice wide open, revealing close to 80 accusers and a stable of powerful lawyers, including Alan Dershowitz and Ken Starr, that shamelessly defended Epstein's illegal lifestyle and allegedly engaging in the same behavior themselves. In an unprecedented deal in 2008, Epstein spent only 8 hours of a day in a county jail after he had avoided federal charges by agreeing to a non-prosecution agreement overseen by the Florida U.S. Attorney's Office in Miami. The 52-page indictment could have imprisoned him for life. Epstein's plea of guilt to charges of soliciting prosecution from a minor resulted in only a 13-month jail term consisting of daytime work release. He was required to register as a sex offender and agreed to pay restitution to his victims. All of this blatantly constructed to protect Epstein's associates engaging in an elite global sex trafficking network, as the state of Florida and the federal government drew up a lifetime moratorium shielding Epstein and all of his powerful friends from further prosecution. One accuser, Virginia Roberts, accused Epstein of treating her as a sex slave. Roberts says the slavery began when she was 15. It was mainly populated by foster care teens recruited by Epstein's partner in crime, Ghislaine Maxwell, who also allegedly participated in the abuse. Roberts, now 31 years old, alleged that Epstein pimped her out to powerful players, including Prince Andrew, modeling agent Jean-Luc Brunel, Bill Clinton, and Alan Dershowitz. To Dershowitz's credit, he supports the public release of the 2,000-page documentation of the alleged global sex trafficking syndicate. The 2,000-page document of doom, revealing more about the Clintons' involvement on the Lolita Express, for example, will not be immediately available, as anonymous individuals involved in the case...
All right, we'll be back. The full report's on InfoWars.com. Please get it out. We're going to dive into Epstein and what's really going on in depth coming up in the fourth hour today. Briefly, folks, please do not forget, this is the Maximum Alert. We wouldn't be here without you. I thank you for your support and your help. We're going to be steadfast in this fight, but we need financial support. And we're going to put up more prominent donate buttons at InfoWarsStore.com. If you want to just give us straight donations, there's a P.O. box. If you want to mail us a check, we will put it into the fight against these globalists. We need money to fight back and to let them know we're taking action and to defend ourselves. InfoWarsStore.com is the main page. We have a huge sale going. Save InfoWars, super special, emergency special, 50% off all InfoWars best-selling life products. All of them, 50% off. That Super Male Vitality, Survival Shield X2, now back in stock. Brain Force Plus, Turbo Force, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, so many more. Stock up on the toothpaste, the coffee. Sign up for auto ship and an additional 10% off. And I forgot, double Patriot points. Instead of 5% off on future orders, you get 10% off. Again, cancel auto ship anytime for free. We need the funding. Thank you for your support. We're getting a lot of support right now, but we need a lot to go into this dark night. We're not going to back down.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are smack dab in the middle of a special 34-hour live broadcast. We do this when there's special events taking place. We've got one with a social media anti-censorship conference taking place in D.C. that just kicked off in the last few hours. The president set to be addressing the group. A lot of our favorite people, like James O'Keefe and Carpe Donctum, and of course Mark Dice, and so many others. And we've got people inside. We have covert folks, you know, that aren't officially InfoWars, and we've got people that are outside. I fully support the president and his group not inviting InfoWars or myself or Paul Watson, because that would become a giant distraction. I told you a year ago, I told Trump, don't worry about even defending me. Don't worry about even patting me on the head or calling me to events. I said, but defend everybody's free speech. That's paramount. And the president has already gone after universities that have become little North Koreas, where any Christian, any conservative, any libertarian, any pro-military, any pro-police, any pro-gun, any pro-life is banned. Hell, they even have it like Evergreen Universities and others where they say, no whites weekend, led by weird white professors. But here's Trump tweeting today, a big subject today at the White House Social Media Summit will be the tremendous dishonesty, bias, discrimination, and suppression practiced by certain companies. See, it's not just censorship. It's dishonesty, discrimination, suppression practiced by certain companies. We will not let them get away with it much longer. That's how Trump does it. He builds his case. The fake news media will also be there, but for a limited period. Yeah, that's at 2 o'clock. And I'm told this is going for days in the breakaway groups. And I'll just leave it at that. But I have talked, and my sources have talked, to the highest levels of the campaign. Had dinner with the head of the campaign 3 times. My source, someone that works for InfoWars. Leave it at that. And remember, there's a lot of people that work for InfoWars you don't know about. I want to explain this. This isn't about, oh, I'm a big shot. The enemy already knows this. They've got my phones tapped. They're trying to move to block this. It's why they're trying to choke the money off, ladies and gentlemen. It's why they work around the clock, because they know we are the second American Revolution. We're a focal point for you to take action. And so, listen, if I'm able to raise a few extra $1 million, which sounds like a lot, it's not, I can guarantee, with your help together, you think we wrecked them in 2016. You think we've been hurting them across the board for decades. They're ripe for defeat right now. They have no credibility. People hate their guts. That's why they're engaging in total censorship everywhere and just incredible crackdowns, and have Democrats all over the news, members of Congress, CNN, MSNBC, saying just arrest conservatives. Just shut them down. If they criticize anybody in government, take them to jail. I played those clips last hour. New clips from CNN. They want Tucker Carlson off the air for saying Ilhan Omar hates America. That's all she does is piss on the country. But if you'll fund us, and today is a fundraising drive with the great products at InfoWarsStore.com, I guarantee you, in the position InfoWars has gotten into, there have been cases in World War II and then again in Korea where the Marines got completely surrounded in Korea by a couple million Chinese troops. And the Marine Corps general, they said, sir, we're completely surrounded. And he said, good, we can attack in all directions. That wasn't a joke. When you've got human wave attacks coming from every direction, all you got to do is have C-130s fly over and drop munitions, and you can just keep fighting and just mow the enemy down like 300 at Gallipoli. That's a true story. So politically, it's the same position. There was a case in the Battle of the Bulge in World War II where several Nazi divisions of tanks were coming in against fresh U.S. troops. I mean, they'd been in combat for a month or so, but they were fresh compared to the young German recruits, Hitler Youth and others. The average age was about 16. So they had big old giant super tanks and stuff out of like science fiction movies rolling up against our little bitty tanks and weapons, but we had all the farm boys. And there was one army sergeant, famously, it was in the newspaper, I forget who said it, you can pull it up. They said, we're completely surrounded. He said, those poor bastards. Because that's what happened. They all got killed. They all got smashed. And so that's the position we're in. We are completely surrounded, ladies and gentlemen. But now people now know, oh, my God, they really hate InfoWars. And now people understand that it only magnifies our voice. It's totally backfired on the globalist if we can continue to stay on air. So we've got 75 to 25% off everything at InfoWarsStore.com. It can only run for 2 days because we are selling out of X2. In fact, I think they may pull it today. We are selling out of X3. Learn about iodine, the missing link, what pure clean iodine does. We are running out of Brain Force Plus. I'm told I can only do Ultra 12 for another week or so at the sales price. It's 50%+ off. The cleanest, best methylcobalamin in the world. Tastes sweet with no sweetener. Learn about real B12. Learn how you can't absorb synthetic B12. Learn how most people can't absorb organic B12. That's why you take it under the tongue. Next best thing to shots. It's all there at InfoWarsStore.com. And go there and sign up for AutoShip, an additional 10% off on your future order. Cancel any time. It's absolutely free. There's a lot of other big specials as well, but we've got the best water filtration. We've got the best air filtration. We've got the very best products out there. We've got these new Space Force shirts. This shirt cost me, the fabric is so nice and so good, $8.5, $9 for the fabric. And the printing is $3 or $4 more. We're selling it for $17.76. Look at that American flag. I mean, that is just thick, super high quality paint. I probably wash this 20 times. I wear the shirt all the time. It fits so good to my husky body. InfoWars.com on the shoulder. I love this shirt. I want it to be as big as the Hillary for President shirt. But we've only sold 5,000 of these things in the last couple months. It's a good seller. But you know what we've already sold 4,000 of? The Betsy Ross flag. These colors don't run. And on the back, it says America's Back, InfoWars.com. I said we'd print 4,000 of them last week. It's a limited edition, but I'm already changing it a little bit for a new limited edition because we want to put these American flags on the street. Four different variants, a dark blue, navy blue, and a white one. Established 1776 under it. These colors don't run. On the back, America's Back, InfoWars.com. You want to trigger somebody? This is it. So these have essentially sold out. There's a few smalls and mediums left, and people are getting bummed out by that. And so right now they're redesigning it, very same shirts, but it'll be a little bit different. I think we're going to flip the colors on the back from blue on top to blue on bottom. And a few. I think we're going to have one that's going to have an American flag on the arm. That'll cost an extra $1.50, but you can do a cheap American flag for like 30 cents, but these really thick ones are like over $1. And so we're going to put some new ones out. So everybody can keep getting them because people are frustrated that the larges and double X larges are gone, most of them. So that's going to be flipped over to a new design very, very soon. Betsy Ross flags, which they're pulling off the Nike tennis shoes, which they're saying taking down off the schools. See, once they get you to agree it's bad, oh, now the school's taking it down. Oh, now the university's taking it down. Oh, now it's white supremacist. This is total mind control. And you think, wow, you're selling thousands of shirts. That should really fund you. When you're making at full price $10 off a shirt, it might fund something. When you're making $3-4, it doesn't fund things. But it gets the word out, which is the most important thing. So go buy a ton of products, folks, because I've got, I'll just, the enemy knows what I've got. I mean, I'm ready to win. I'm licking my lips. I'm ready to win, folks. But I need money, and I will put it into the field against the globalists so fast it will make their head spin. Because them trying to shut me down and lying about me and demonizing me worse than ever only makes me want to fight harder. And now all these amazing people that are doing incredible things that just need a little bit of funding are ready to basically just salute the general and do. And I just turn them loose, by the way. But I've got over 100 people ready to take action who are already super powerful against the globalists and information warfare. But I need the money for them to get a couple crew members apiece and travel and basic equipment. Turn us loose! InfoWarsStore.com!
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, big news. Trump says that big companies are engaged in criminal activities and that they're getting ready to take action and that they're not going to get along and get away with it for much longer. We've got our representatives inside the White House and we've got our people outside. A lot of folks ask me, well, why don't you want to tell us, you know, who the InfoWars auxiliary people are? Basically, almost anybody you talk about. Because we have the audience that is patriotic, that's Christian, that's hardcore, that's Midwestern, that's Southern, and that are the very best people in the Northeast and out West. We have the patriots. And we have the demographics of folks that are serious and know their history, and they understand that InfoWars delivers. And so, and they understand that other people don't know how to go out and get money. They don't know how to go out and build an operation. They don't know how to go out and build a support system. And you can have a website with millions of viewers a month. Google AdSense is a scam. You might get $500. Well, if you knew how to sell a product with a couple million visitors, even if you only sold 2% of them, you're going to be talking about selling hundreds and thousands of products over the years that you could fund yourself. And all you got to do is sell a good product. So people like it, make sure they get service, and then they're going to want to ideologically buy from you to build your media operation. And it's that model. So I'm not talking about myself here. It's this model at the highest levels that the globalists want shut down. Because if nationalists and conservatives and Christians and patriots and gun owners and just libertarians and folks that want to be left alone, common sense people, if we ever start creating our own communities, and if we ever start shopping with people that are on our side and pool our resources, we are the builders. We're the fighters. We're black. We're white. We're Hispanic. We're old. We're young. But predominantly, we're Christian. You know, Google Analytics will tell you anything you want to know. And 95% of our audience is hardcore Christians. Now, we welcome the other folks. And I'm not one of these fake Bible thumpers that's there to tell you how good I am and how you're going to hell because I'm better than you. No, I've seen the other side. I've basically seen the devil. I'm just here to tell you it's real. I'm a sinner, and I'm not your business, brother. I'm just telling you it's real. And you look around. When I talk about the globalists being our enemies, they are the enemy. They are usurping what's good. They are usurping what's free. They are usurping the family and motherhood and fatherhood, and they're destroying childhood, and they are diseasing us because they have chosen wickedness. But Hollywood sells wickedness as the hot, sexy cheerleader, or it sells wickedness as like, oh, having fun. No, ladies and gentlemen, wickedness is enslaving and dumbing people down. God gave us men and women. God gave us sex. God gave us beer. God gave us sunshine. God gave us fistfights. God wants us to be strong. And the devil somehow sold the world that he's all the stuff that's fun. No, the devil's not fun. The devil's sad. I'm going to stop preaching. I'm going to open the phones up and go through all these clips and all this news. But I hate saying, please go buy our products and doing the hard sell. But this weekend, it really hit me. I got really excited. I started swimming again, and I was about a half mile into a little swim in a lake in the early morning. The sun was coming up over the hills, and I was swimming, and it was just like, man, you've got all these people want to work for you. You've got all these people that are already incredibly successful calling you up constantly asking, what should they do? What do you think about this? What do you think about that? You've already covertly funded over the years over 100 people, some of which you've had to stop funding, because you just are up there talking about keep InfoWars on the air. We're in a fight. Don't let them win. Explain to people what you really have done. And more importantly, it hit me, what they've done. Do you understand? I don't just get up here to a station owner or a station manager and thank them. I mean it from the bottom of my heart, because all I want to do is resist the globalists, because they want to enslave me. They want to enslave my family and your family. It's not some heroic goody two-shoes things. They are trying to dominate us. How is it some wonderful altruistic thing that I want to get up and kick their ass? No, it's just normal to stand up and say no as a man. But see, people that serve evil, they get intimidated by the system. They care about the world system because they're of the world system. And the first thing I'll tell you, God hates is a coward. But God loves people that have courage. And I know this audience has great courage because you're activists. You're the opposite of an audience. You are the people in the arena. So there's no amount of hype that can go into how thankful I am to a Matt Drudge or how thankful I am to a local station that's carried us, in some cases, 15, 20 years, despite all the attacks and all the boycotts and all the crap. And you, the listeners, because we've really done something special here. And the world is getting a second chance against world government and the cashless society and all these things that are out in the open now. Because for decades, they tried to deny all this was happening. Now they can't deny any of it. So instead, they try to shut us down so we can't say, hey, we were right. We don't want this. So I'm not going to plug any more this hour. I'm going to come back and give the number out and take your calls. 877-789-ALEX. 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539. You can raise the Epstein case. You can raise the Federal Reserve trying to kill the economy and Trump being right, saying it's the number one enemy of America. It's foreign owned. You can get into CEO of Volvo, says company is considering leaving Sweden, partly due to the rise in violent crime. We can get into Ilhan Omar and everybody trying to take Tucker Carlson off the air and just what thugs they are. We can get into the social media conference. We can get into all of it and so much more today. 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. And then we do have a special guest joining us. I'll tell you about when she, because I think she's the smartest and one of the best people on Blaze TV. She had the courage to have me on, so that lady's going to be joining us. I'll tell you about her next segment coming up. And then I'm going to go ahead. Matt Bracken loves it. He loves to host the fourth hour. He understands when I'm bumping. I'm going to go ahead and have Lee Stranahan on, because he's done a lot of research into Jeffrey Epstein, a lot of research into Alan Dershowitz, and I've done a lot of research, and I don't know if Dershowitz is innocent or not. And you know, there's also been some developments where different folks have said one thing about what caused the arrest of Epstein this last week versus what really did it. So I just really want to kind of have a brainstorm here on air for the listeners as well. What do you think's going on? Where does this rabbit hole go? Because we know it's the Democrats. We know it's Bill Clinton. But all we keep hearing is Trump, even though in all these documents there's nothing about Trump. And remember, Dershowitz, who I've thought's been innocent in this, even though he's a Democrat, you know, he sued to get the documents, some of these documents released, that show he's not in them. But then later people are saying he's in them. So I'm not saying Alan Dershowitz is guilty. I'm seeing Ann Coulter saying he looks suspicious. I'm seeing kind of this gang up on Alan Dershowitz thing. I want to try to really find out what's going on. And I've invited some of the different parties on from different angles, and some of the parties don't want to come on, like Michael Cernovich. Mike Cernovich, because you know, he was involved in a lawsuit to get this out. The lawsuit of one of the reported victims was, a lot of them are fake. I'm not saying she's fake. She's probably real, but we'll talk about it.
It's not only that you have a unique voice in the public arena and the public square. The other thing that's unique about InfoWars is it is the only network of this reach that is not backed by a corporate donor or corporate sugar daddy, that's not backed by some billionaire, that's not being funded by a secret foreign government. It is completely independent of all that. It is an old school American 1776 style experiment in the expression of the freedom of press and freedom of speech that, in fact, the founders were so concerned with at the beginning of the country, they actually tried to support and subsidize organizations just like this because this was the kind of press they wanted. And then ultimately, we now live in an era where they've mostly been co-opted by big corporations or billionaire sugar daddies who have been able to control and manipulate what news and views the person is allowed to have or express or hear. And the InfoWars audience has broken through that. They are the bridge from the founding to the modern age, ultimate American democracy and freedom. And that's why there's been an unprecedented onslaught of deplatforming, defamation, lawfare, and libel targeting youth.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm on to something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
By the way, I said last segment I wasn't going to plug anymore this hour, and I'm not. I'm about to go right to your phone calls and all the news and all the clips. But I was thinking about the headlines I've seen the last few months where BuzzFeed and other groups like Vox. Vox gets 200 and something million a year just from George Soros and others and from NBC. And Daily Beast gets something like $400 million a year. And so does BuzzFeed. $400 million a year. We'll do something like sell $30 million of product, have $15 million, pay for all the bandwidth, pay for all the crew, pay for all the insurance, pay for all the travel, and then there's like $3, $4 million left, and it's all for legal fees and taxes and crap, which is fine, because I don't measure things by how much money I make. But most smart bombs, most missiles cost a couple million dollars. So for the cost of a couple smart bombs, I know we could have devastating effects on the globalists and get around their censorship and their election meddling. And so that's why I'm saying get your war bonds at InfoWarsStore.com. Because you can pull it up where, again, NBC gave $200 million to Vox. And then Vox goes around calling for everybody to be taken off the air. And when Vox snaps their fingers, YouTube and Google say, yes, sir, and they take action. So we're having a fundraiser today. Buy the great products. $400 million from Disney put into Vice, which promotes pedophilia, the end of the family, and arresting Trump. That's what I'm saying. They're putting billions into these organizations. And they can't even get the audience we have, even when we've been blacklisted. That's important. So thanks for standing with us. It's a true David versus Goliath scenario. 1776, 34-hour emergency broadcast. That's taking place right through tomorrow at 6 p.m. Central. We'll have live coverage of the event coming up at the White House. It's already kicked off, but two or so Trumps set to give a speech. We have Lauren Chin of Blaze TV joining us, very smart, interesting lady. And then I'm going to be hosting the fourth hour today, getting into how deep the rabbit hole goes and what's really going on here with the whole Jeffrey Epstein situation and what documents really were sued to get, and then what really got the feds to bust Epstein again. We'll be fleshing all of that out coming up in the fourth hour today. Okay, let me see those callers there. The number is 877-789-ALEX. And if we lower that screen, I'll see the callers. Thank you. Travis, Ryan, Carlos, Cindy, Michael, Jason. And this first round of calls is going to be totally open. Second round will be first-time callers or folks that got through but never got on air. So I'm going to go to your calls right now as quickly as I can. And just please make your point and go right to it because I want to get to everybody. Let's go ahead and go to Travis in Minnesota. Travis, you're on the air. Thanks for calling. Okay.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead, sir.
All right. 1 second. I'm running outside.
Okay, I'm going to have to get, I'm going to put you on hold. It's no big deal. We're going to take calls today. It's going to be fun. Travis, stay right there. I'll come back to you later, okay? I told you, I'm going to your calls today. Let's talk to another caller in Canada this time. In Canada. Michael in Canada, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex.
Hey, Michael. Thank you.
I'm just wondering, we've always heard about the mark of the beast, and I'm just wondering if the mark is actually the implant or if it's our smartphones.
Well, if you really read Revelations, it's very clear. Daniel and Ezekiel, it's all clear. It's a world system that you support and you love, and it's a way of life, and it tells you how to live. And then if you don't have the mark of the beast and of its system, then you can't buy and sell. So you behave a way so that you'll be given the Chinese social score, you'll be given the mark. So the mark is subservience to the Antichrist, subservience to the one world government, and then you're given the digital mark in your palm or in your forehead.
Chinese social credit score.
Sir, it's here. They're already saying you cannot say my name or InfoWars in a positive light. You can only say it negative. And then Facebook went further and said, you can call for my death and organize my murder.
And I believe the Canadian government is using Facebook groups to go after conservatives.
Canada is one of the most authoritarian nations in the world now. And the people are just sleepwalking into oblivion. I agree.
And we're too polite. We are the frogs in the pot.
You're absolutely right. Where do you think all this is going, Michael?
I don't know. I think unless something major happens to tick off a lot of Canadians, nothing's going to happen. But a lot of Canadians aren't getting ticked off because the news up here is so controlled because our government gives them multi-million dollars to say what they want them to say and hide what is actually going on.
Exactly. You've got a new ruling class who will do anything at any time, but they're all anti-human, anti-family. They believe a post-human world is coming, and they want to sell us on that idea of an apocalypse so that we basically give up and don't try to build a better world, because they've been told by this dark entity that if they take over and get rid of the humans, they'll be allowed to merge with the gods and become eternal. They don't know that they're more advanced and more powerful than Satan. It's just that Satan's older and is playing tricks on them. We're like babies. Satan is ancient and is setting these people up. Michael, great points. Thank you so much for calling. We're going to talk to folks in Florida now. We're going to talk to Jason in Florida. Jason, thanks for calling in. What's your view on the situation? How should Trump take action?
Jones.
Go ahead.
First of all, I'd like to plug products. My son and I are both big Super Blue fans. My son also takes the Honor Roll, which is a fantastic product. Originally, they wanted to test him for ADHD. Well, that wasn't the case at all. He's just a really smart kid. So the Honor Roll product, amazing, amazing results from that product, Mr. Jones. Thank you very much for everything.
Since you raise it, it's doing our research with top companies, it's one of the highest rated blends of fish oil, particularly with small caplets for children, and it's had the mercury taken out of it, and they found that it's really a missing link in a lot of young people's brains. What effect did it have?
Actually, it allowed him to focus. As a five-year-old kid, he was having a little trouble staying in his seat and things like that, and, I feed him well, he exercises, we swim every day and things like that. But the reality is, I just think his diet was missing something that over the last year of using the Honor Roll product, off the charts. He's testing in the top percentages of his class, and it's just people are beside themselves. And then, you know, I swear by the product. I wouldn't turn him away from it. He even tells me every morning he doesn't have it. Daddy, I just don't feel as well as I did the other day. And I think a lot of it has to do with the young developing mind and body. And without the, you know, the products, I will say that on my own personal experience, I will say these products work, and that I thank you, and my son also thank you for them as well.
Well, Jason, thank you for your support. Good, clean fish oil or krill oil, there's nothing better. I mean, with my own children, one of my daughters, she can, you know, kind of get up, low blood sugar, be a little bit grumpy, get her to eat some basic food, then she's not grumpy. But when she takes her fish oil, she goes, Daddy, I feel so much better after I take it. I'm like, absolutely. So thank you, Jason. What's your take on the next move for big tech?
All right, here we go. I'm going to knock this out of the park real quick for you, Info Warriors, and let you know that Google and Apple have both stepped into the education systems. As we all know, none of us are strangers to it. My son's school has eliminated all textbooks at this point, and everything that the children do from the time they are in kindergarten to the time they graduate from the school, they will actually never have picked up a textbook in their life. If we Google a few definitions real quick, Mr. Jones, I will tell you exactly.
Hold on, stay there. You are knocking it out of the park, Jason. You're an awesome caller. Let's come back to you right on the other side, then we'll go to everybody else. But yeah, once they get rid of textbooks and books and paper, then they can change history whenever they want, even faster. And you see that happening now with these different systems they have. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Here we're talking to Jason in Florida. He said the next move for big tech, Google, Facebook. Please start over, sir. Go ahead.
What I think is going on right now, Alex, is they've managed to take the textbooks out of the classrooms, and I like to call it ever-changing definitions. And I'll go ahead and let you know how this works. What we've done right now is the left has actually managed to create a mindless group of individuals that feels that words are violent. You can see that now if you take and Google the definition of the word hate speech. With that hate speech, you can now confuse people into thinking that words are violent. Therefore, any word that physically hurts someone can then be called a hate crime. That hate crime, if you Google that definition, you can go ahead and link that to what they're doing to you right now, Mr. Jones, which is the definition by Google of terrorism, sir. What they are doing is turning your words into physical violence, which then means the act of physical violence in order to change someone's political ideology is the definition by Google of terrorism. What the president needs to do, Mr. Jones, and I know you're going to push it, pull their Section 230. They have committed an act of conspiracy to commit against Alex Jones, Paul Joseph Watson, Laura Loomer, every one of you that's been banned. They are now saying that it's acceptable and tolerable to organize against you or to commit acts of violence against you that because of their 230 immunity, they don't get in any trouble. Strip it, Mr. Jones, and we will see that they are liable for any and all damages or acts of violence that are done against you or any other individual that they deem is politically incorrect or jeopardizes the harmonious way that their community is preserved.
Well, Jason, you've totally defined this perfectly, and they admit that's what they're doing. And then to have Facebook come out and say, anyone listed as a dangerous person, you're allowed to organize their murder or their violent end. They pulled that, but I talked to Robert Barnes and other lawyers that are on top of it. They said, clearly, that's a test by Facebook to see what we would do. This is getting crazy.
Absolutely, and it's not going to stop. They've indoctrinated our schools now, Mr. Jones. Like you said, they've got every kid's got a Chromebook. My son's in kindergarten. He has a take-home Chromebook.
And let's remember this. They're tracking everything. They got a profile on your son. And they are tracking everything he ever writes or ever does. And Facebook says in the future, even when we change the rules of political correctness, if you violated our rules in the past, if you wrote 30 years ago, there's only two genders, you will be punished in the future.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And like I said, Mr. Jones, thank you. Thank everyone in there. Don't forget David Knight from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central. The Alex Jones Show from 11 to 2. And followed in by the War Room after that. Thank you again, Alex. And if there's anything any of us can ever do for you, brother, let's blow this sail out of the water and let's launch 1776 worldwide. God bless you.
Absolutely. Again, when you thank me, though, I want to thank you. Every day before I go on air, it's so epic what's happening. The globalists openly kill babies after they're born. They openly hate the family. They openly want to get our guns. They openly don't want borders. And then when you say, hey, you openly hate the country, they go, oh, we want you off the air. Ilhan Omar calls for ad boycott of Tucker Carlson over white supremacist rhetoric. What, just saying you run your mouth all day and say having a border is a concentration camp and that the Border Patrol are Nazis when 60-something% of them are Hispanic and everybody wants to get into the country? We have the most open borders in the world. You are a lying monster terrorizing us. But you got all the big corporations loving you because you're an authoritarian dirtbag, and so are they, you slimy sack of garbage. And no, it's not because you're part African. It's because you hate this country, and you got here, you got all the welfare, you never worked a day in your life, and you bitch, and you complain at everybody's expense. Okay, who's up next here? Let's go to Craig in Montana. Craig, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Thank you very much for taking my call. I just called because I would like to bring attention to a petition on the WhiteHouse.gov website to grant Tommy Robinson political asylum in the United States of America due to the corrupt court system in the United Kingdom.
I called for that, and I didn't know that was up there. Tell us the name of it.
The name of the petition is Grant Tommy Robinson political asylum in the United States of America due to the corrupt court system in the United Kingdom. It was created on July 8th by me. It's created by KE on July 8th, 2019. I've got 872 signatures on there. I just started it July 8th. And I would like to, if you would bring attention to it, because I know with your voice out there that we could get the 100,000 on there in no time.
Craig, wild horses couldn't drag me away. Thanks for letting me know you did that. That's a great idea, a great initiative. We need to get a story right now at newswars.com and summit.news and infowars.com. Headline, White House petition would grant Tommy Robinson political journalist persecution asylum in the United States. So we'll get that posted and linked up right now. Tommy Robinson was just slapped with 9 months in jail for the crime of journalism exposing giant Islamic kidnapping rings. Unbelievable, Craig. Anything else?
No, Alex, just I've been listening to your show for years. Thank you very much for bringing attention to this. I've been watching Tommy Robinson go down into Luton for 12, 13 years, getting beat up by Muslims and bringing attention to these important issues that are going on in the UK, and they're trying to silence him. This is a bad day for free speech.
Is this guy not a trooper, though? I mean, he sees him kidnapping little girls. He first exposes it. He fights back. He's a little guy. He gets put in prison over and over again. I mean, the guy's like a superhero, and the average even conservative won't even stand up for him.
It's disgraceful, and he's a true lion of England. He's a true patriot, and I want him to be reunited with his family and not separated from his small children anymore and to quit being harassed and oppressed by the government of the UK.
Well, the left spun it. Wait, you're against amnesty and you're against political asylum. No, I don't want 10 million people a year, all fake, who are brainwashed at UN camps to hate America brought in. When somebody's openly being tortured and put in prison because they famously exposed giant child kidnapping rings that have all been confirmed, and then they're going to put him in prison for 9 months again, you're absolutely right. I want him to have political amnesty here. It's like if you're from Cuba or China, or anywhere else where they're doing this. And sadly, the UK is so corrupt, and Europe is so corrupt, that without jury trials, they're doing this to journalists everywhere. I don't care if they're white or black. Get their ass over here. We need them. Craig, I really appreciate you. Thanks for calling. We're in the middle of the 34-hour live global broadcast, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go ahead and take another call. Let's go ahead and talk to Mark in Utah, then Carlos in Canada. Mark, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. How you doing, buddy?
Good, my friend.
First-time caller, and I just want to say thanks to all the people that work at InfoWars and all they do. And
I was about to say, if you want to thank somebody, this crew is awesome, and I really appreciate them.
Yeah. And I want to also, I'm really upset that you got taken off of YouTube because I used to send out hundreds of your videos every day to my friends. I used to post them on Facebook. And for them to do this to you just infuriates me. And
well, let me tell you what you do. You just upload it, and you just say forbidden information and don't say my name or InfoWars, but still use their platform. It'll go viral.
Okay, I'll do that. And another thing, too, what really upsets me is the with Google demonetizing your platform. I came across something that can actually help generate, you know, more people and more revenue for InfoWars, and wanted to share it with you. And I don't want to do it on air, but I'd like to somehow get with you off air, have one of the owners explain it to you, and see if it'd be something that you could utilize over at InfoWars to generate revenue.
Sounds exciting, guys. Get Mark's name and number, and we'll try to give him a call. I get great calls, great ideas all day, and I apologize if we can't respond back. We're a small organization. That's why a lot of times, if there's some great group like Project Veritas or Tommy Robinson or over 100 different people over the years I've given large checks to, it's when I figure out, hey, this person's doing better than I can do, I'll try to give them some money. It's just frustrating to be out of money except for running this operation and have all these huge opportunities that I'm ready to fund right now with people that are already hugely successful to massively amplify what they're already doing. I mean, there has never been a time where there's been better opportunities with people. I'm talking about cascades of individuals. Imagine information warfare like bullets, but nonviolent. And whole clips, whole magazines just jammed full of people that have already been super successful, who with a little bit of amplification will blow holes in the globalist operation. You know, most folks don't donate. Back when I used to have money bombs, people used to donate. We'll have one of those in the future, maybe. But you can donate $17.76 or whatever at InfoWarsStore.com. It's a straight donation, then we get all of it to fund the operation. Or just take advantage of the $17.76 worldwide sale. So again, ladies and gentlemen, InfoWarsStore.com, $17.76 worldwide. We were going to have a money bomb, but we're not really doing it. We're not putting the donate page up. We'll be right back. Stick with us.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com, That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.